I think it's easy when the opposition go down to 10 men for you to think that we should dominate the game and pass it. The pitch wouldn't allow anyone to control the game out there, and neither would Carlisle, because I've got to give them credit. I thought they were excellent all night. I thought first half they pinned us in there. They knew what they was going to do, and we struggled to deal with it. And they were really good. And I was feeling with 10 minutes to go to half time that we just needed to come in at half time so I could affect the players and try and get us on the front foot more in the second half. And we talked about penetrating runs and how we was going to get in behind them because we hadn't done it enough. And in the second half, lo and behold, that's what leads to the sending off and the goal. So really pleased with the players' response from that. But then, you know, we'd got into a little bit of scrap mode because the game was a scrap. We got into doing our job, seeing them out, trying to pick up the second balls and doing all the stuff that might get us territorial advantage. And then when they went down to 10 men, we couldn't then switch into passing mode. And credit to Carlisle, they went three at the back, four in midfield and two up front. And when you play against the three, you want to get your wingers nice and high and causing problems. But we couldn't, because we could never really get hold of the ball, and they kept unsettling us and they kept putting it in there, and they had options, long throws, corners, whatever, they was putting bodies in there. And it was tough, and I thought they were excellent. And I've also, despite us not getting a game going, I thought for us to manage to win that game says a lot about our players, and they deserve a lot of credit.
Defensively very durable, as you say, we're on the back foot, worked hard again, but defensively, I mean, they didn't score at the end of the day, did they?
No, and that's a combination of, you know, the back four doing their job, seeing him through, you know, a couple of times Barry Fuller's covered round brilliantly, Meaty, Kel looked, you know, so assured in goal today, and the two centre-halves had two real units that have caused defences problems all season, and they were good. I just, you know, We weren't great today. There was things that you think, what are we doing, you know, and some of the decisions weren't great. But I'm not going to give our players a hard time over that. They found a way to win the game today, and they defended resiliently. They all saw their jobs out. And, you know, yeah, we could have probably made it two with a couple of the chances we had, but they had chances to score two.
You say we weren't great, but we won. Is that not the sign of a good team, a side that's going somewhere?
It's a sign of momentum, I think. You know, we're in a good place. Funny how when momentum's going your way, it goes your way. But we work hard for that momentum. We work hard for the right. But today, I was delighted with our boys' character, not so much our quality. But I thought Carlisle were really good today. And I thought, you know, if they play like that against a lot of teams, they'll struggle to cope with them.
Oxford on Saturday, they're stupidly good away from home. We started to turn it around a little bit here, but it's not going to be easy.
No games are easy. I'd rather be playing Oxford and looking forward to them and Northampton than a York City at the moment, who are, you know, down the bottom and fighting for their lives. But, you know, at the moment, I'm really looking forward to it. The players are really looking forward to it. Oxford are one of the best teams in the league, and so are the team after that, and then so are the team after that.
We're up to fifth. We've got this run of four games against sides in the top seven. Two are in the automatic spots. At the end of that, is that going to tell us just how good we are?
I think it will tell us at this stage that we're still in with a really good chance of making the playoffs or above that. You know, I think if we can keep going like this, we might be able to look above that. But at the moment, at the end of these four games, we just want to accumulate some points and stay in that pack and keep it going.